This is a CKTZ News Update. On June 1st, British Columbia's minimum wage increased to $15.65 an hour, the highest in Canada. At the same time, businesses in urban rural areas are struggling to meet their staffing needs. The retail, hospitality, and service sectors are having the biggest challenges. Rural Cortez Island has 4 grocery stores, serving a year-round population of 1,000, which triples in summer months. The popular Cortez Island Natural Foods Co-op is short-staffed, but has just increased wages significantly. General Manager Mary Lavelle hopes this will help in retaining existing staff and attract new employees.
We have looked at our whole wage scale. The last big change to the wage scale was in 2020. And since then, the minimum wage has continued to increase, bringing it up much too close to our wage scale. So we've looked at it all again and raised things up fairly substantially to stay both competitive on the island and also to honor the hard work of all of our great staff do. We like to have our wage scale, so we're starting above minimum wage. So our basic wage now, bottom wage, will be $17 an hour to start. And that's substantially different than it was the previous incarnation. So we're quite pleased with this. It is a leap of faith, but we did have a good year last year, and the money that we made will be circling back around into our staff, as it should be.
And how hard has it been to attract staff? We keep hearing about this through the whole hospitality and service and retail sector, is that finding employees and having them stick around is really challenging for most businesses.
It is indeed. And we are, I think, hampered by things that are bigger than us that are not easily solvable. We have world economic problems. We have a housing crisis here and everywhere else in BC. That leads to not being able to attract the staff that we need. However, we're making do with what we've got and hopeful that the right people will come along. We do lean heavily into our returning youth in the summer, and they will all be back with us shortly. Some are trickling in from university, the rest come in from high school, and they are saving.
And I guess the other thing that really was, I think, unforeseen in a lot of ways is inflation. It's hitting everybody.
Inflation's hitting everybody. We are trying to do our raises without actively raising our margins, which is a tricky place to be, and see what we can do. We have had increases in our sales over these last 2 pandemic years. If we stay in that place, we hope we're all right. And putting faith into it all turning out.
That's a lot of faith. I'm wondering, Mary, too, just does this, you said that you had a couple of good years, which must be a real saving grace, but what sort of pressure does it put on finding that extra money? Do you anticipate that the costs of some of the goods to customers will have to rise?
It's possible that could happen. At the moment, the things are rising, but they're more what I would call passive rises rather than active rises. So it's not the co-op raising the prices. It's the things that come to us are priced higher than they used to be. So we get what we get and we apply the margin and on we go. So that is happening. Prices are going up no matter how we look at it. Then there's shipping and the price of gas going up and all of those concerns, which, you know, in a shaky supply chain. So we are facing, as I say, big worldwide problems and doing our best to keep delivering to our community the best food that we can and make it the best experience we can for all of us here.
Lavelle says the co-op's greatest need is for additional staff working the till, as well as to hire a kitchen supervisor. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.